This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. A long-awaited change in medical privacy rules is moving ahead. New guidelines may determine who has access to medical records and who might stand to profit from those records. The Bush administration has issued its final rules governing the privacy of medical information. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, some privacy advocates say the rules are not what they should be.
The public has yet to feel the impact of the privacy rules, which won't begin to take effect until next April. The rules would provide patients, for the first time, a federal right to see and correct their own medical files. They would also have some control over who else can see and use their private medical information. The fight over how sweeping the rules should be has been raging for nearly 6 years. The version issued by the Clinton administration just before it left office included a requirement that patients provide written consent for the release of their medical information, even for routine purposes. But the healthcare industry said that was unworkable. Mary Greeley is president of the Healthcare Leadership Council, which represents hospitals, insurance companies, and drug makers.
It would have resulted in a lot of very unnecessary paperwork, and it also would have delayed patients getting ready access to their healthcare professionals or being able to quickly pick up their prescriptions at a pharmacy.
For instance, the industry insisted that a patient's relative wouldn't be able to pick up a prescription. The Bush administration agreed there were problems. In March, it proposed that the requirement for written consent be replaced by a notice healthcare providers would have to give patients before their information could be shared. Claude Allen, Health and Human Services Deputy Secretary, says the new rule still provides patients with plenty of privacy rights.
We've exchanged it by requiring that that individual get notice of how the provider will use your health information. You have the ability to request an accounting of how that has been used and even amend your records and files if they are inconsistent with what you believe should be in there.
But privacy advocates say the change undermines privacy protections. Jan Laurie Goldman heads the Georgetown University Health Privacy Project. She says that the consent form played a key role in helping people understand their rights.
It was a way of ensuring that the public got notice about how their information would be used and that they agreed to it. And if they chose not to agree to it, they could go get their care elsewhere or they could negotiate with their doctor.
The other key change made by the Bush administration involves the ability of firms to use medical information for marketing purposes. The Clinton administration's rules would have sharply limited access by outside marketers without a patient's permission. But the health industry said that could also prevent patients from getting information that could improve their health. HHS Deputy Secretary Allen said the new rule will bar outside firms from sending patients materials not directly related to their health conditions.
But what it doesn't prohibit and it permits is for you to receive information from, for example, your pharmacist about renewing your prescription or a breakthrough treatment for a condition that you have that you would want to know about. So it strikes the appropriate balance that was not covered under the earlier rule.
But privacy advocate Jan Laurie Goldman says that balance is way, way off.
What the administration has done is to give a green light to marketers who want to use patients' medical records to sell them products. And what the administration has done is to call it health-related communications instead of marketing to make it more palatable.
Despite the continuing disagreements, privacy advocates, industry officials, and the Bush administration all agree these are landmark rules, and they should go a long way towards reassuring patients that their information won't be misused in this age when computers can transmit anything to anyone at the click of a mouse. For Goldman, that's a major achievement.
There are still very important provisions in this regulation, such as a legal right to get access to your own medical record, limits on employers seeing your medical record, limits on law enforcement getting access to medical records. So there's still a lot of good in this regulation.
The rules could change again if Congress decides to step in, but Congress has proved unable to act on this issue in 6 years of trying. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.